Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's a beautiful Tuesday. You guys and gals should have heard me last night. I was oohing and aahing over how good the weather is going to be this week, and it is a beautiful Tuesday. But I digress. Traffic and weather's up in 5 minutes. Right now, Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, what's going on,
man? You know why I almost started saying four-letter words about you today and speaking about the weather?
Why
because
is that?
Here I came out of my house, and you know how we've been kind of boasting, 0% chance of rain for the next 7 days, things like that.
Right.
So I came out of my house earlier this morning. It was cloudy as all get out.
Really, it was.
What is going on here?
That's probably one reason why it's getting chillier, because the sun's not beating on you so hard.
But I did notice we did have cloud cover, but you could actually feel the more humidity today.
Really?
There was more humidity out there. But I am not complaining. Look out there right now. It's just beautiful. Bands on the beach is going to be ideal tonight.
Oh, especially on the water with that breeze? You kidding me?
And it's got like 3/4 of a moon.
Right.
You know, Vince Webb's legendary community leader here, former mayor of the city of Pensacola, used to always say, and I'm going to paraphrase it, and I know I'm going to get it wrong. And I know, and hopefully somebody will text me to get it right. But he said a place where millions, where thousands come and millions would love to live here or something like that. And it makes sense. We are so fortunate to live in a place like Pensacola.
Yeah, the weather is nice.
Oh, gosh, it is just October rocks for weather.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure it'll be humid on Christmas. I'm sure it'll be 87 degrees on Christmas. But right now, enjoy this cold weather while you got it. Wanted to touch on this here locally. Bad news for bargain shoppers. Hate to kill the vibe. But popular Mississippi-based discount chain Dirt Cheap has filed for bankruptcy and is reportedly planning to close all of its stores. AL.com reports that the chain's parent company, Channel Control Merchants, filed for bankruptcy in Delaware on Monday. The company reportedly plans to close all 68 of its stores across 8 states. And, of course, that includes the 2 locations here in Pensacola. There's no word when the stores will officially close their doors.
Yeah, is Big Lots over there on Davis Highway and also on New Warrington Road? Is that where their locations are?
I know there's a Dirt Cheap on North Davis Highway because I've seen it when I traveled here.
Okay, I want to pick your brain because you just mentioned something about the holidays.
Yes.
A second ago. If landing a seasonal job is possibly on your holiday wish list, not so much yours, Austin, but if you are looking for a holiday job, you could be facing some pretty stiff competition, especially now that the job demand's cooled off. Among the fastest growing seasonal jobs, retail on top, sales associates positions seeking about 235% increase, followed by truck drivers at 153% and restaurant staff at 90%. In other words, the early bird gets the worm, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Get out there and drop the resumes.
Yeah, for sure. And an Escambia County woman, this is kind of strange, she's facing charges after allegedly getting angry and chasing kids with a knife at a birthday party. Deputies say it happened at a party on Irene Lane Sunday night. 44-year-old Lisa Bryan allegedly got angry and began chasing people with the knife. Deputies say a 17-year-old was cut on the hand. She's now being held without bond at the Escambia County Jail. She's charged with aggravated assault with a weapon and cruelty to a child.
Yeah, that's what you call a happy birthday party gone bad.
That's a pretty straight way to shoot it.
That's a pretty big buzzkill right there.
My goodness.
Hey, concerns are growing about home development in Florida as more structures are becoming damaged by hurricanes and these tropical storms popping up. Some developers may be trying to change that. Fox Business's Ashley Webster has more from Manatee County, Florida this afternoon.
This particular area has been hit by 4 hurricanes in the last 2 years, and this development sells itself as a hurricane-proof neighborhood. Last Wednesday, when Hurricane Milton made landfall just a few miles from here, winds over 100 miles an hour, but you know what? The homes were left relatively unscathed. What they have is what perhaps Florida builders in the future may want to take note of. Solid concrete in the first floor garage, the home itself insulated with foam all the way to the attic. Florida code, as it stands, says that you have to build at least 3 feet above sea level. These, by the way, are built to 7 feet, and boy, did that make a difference when Hurricane Milton made a landfall.
All right. Just about 4:15 here.
Do you sometimes think we're guinea pigs? Store. Let's try this new thing out.
Yeah, unfortunately, that could be an accurate way
but
to put it.
But I hope
it.
That works. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, absolutely. Just about 4:15 here. Actually, as I'm speaking to you, the clock is just now striking 4:15. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, it's a pretty smooth sailing Monday, and Tuesday is not looking too bad from what I can see here. We do have some congestion in our usual spots, Gulf Breeze Parkway, rather, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards the Pine Forest Road area. Also got some on Mobile Highway or Blue Angel Parkway. My goodness, forgive me. If you are traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, Blue Angel Parkway is backed up. Mobile Highway has issues if you're traveling northbound coming from Michigan Avenue. So be on the lookout for those spots. Outside of that, there's not too much standing out. As for the weather, it is 75 degrees. A few clouds in the sky, not too bad. Tonight's low is going to be 53. And that's going to set you up for a pretty beautiful day tomorrow. High of 70, low of 49, sunny, clear skies.
Yeah, sounds pretty good. 4:17, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having us on today. You know, I always like to give you an update on what's happening over at Pensacola International. And I do this in case you have to pick somebody up in one of those arriving flights. And if it's on time, great. If it's not, I want to let you know so you don't have to pay those extra parking fees. There's a flight coming up out of Orlando. It's Silver Flight 60, wheels down 710, Pensacola. Of time now delayed to about 8:30, so you about to have an hour and a half wait if you're picking up somebody. Other than that, board looks pretty nice today.
Yes, and Florida Poison Control warning communities about a dangerous wild mushroom that's popping up in the wake of Hurricane Milton. The organization posted a photo of the fungi on its social media pages yesterday, saying recent storms and flooding have caused poisonous mushrooms to sprout. Symptoms can range from vomiting and diarrhea to high blood pressure and hallucinations. And officials, of course, urged parents to supervise children when playing outside. My goodness. I mean, just insult to injury there.
You're absolutely right. Third time wasn't the charm for Navarre. Efforts to incorporate the community have failed. Straw vote. We talked about this for, 4 weeks out. Straw vote completed Saturday. Tracked at about 2,100 Navarre's finest. Approximately 40,000 residents had a chance to weigh in on the incorporation issue. And 1,243, or about 59%, said they opposed the idea. Another 877, about 41%, cast ballots in favor of creating a city of Navarre. That is not going to happen.
Mm. And Pensacola police say that they've made an arrest for the string of church burglaries that were reported from late September through last week. Officers say that they had developed a suspect description and found someone resembling it in the area near some of the prior burglaries last night. 20-year-old Jeremy Lang. He was found walking on Davis Highway near Woodlawn Drive last night, and officers say that he had burglary tools, a stolen gun, and marijuana on him when he was stopped by officers. PPD says that he is now charged with one of the burglaries, and charges for other burglaries are pending. Well, if you want to get arrested, be near the site of some burglaries with burglary tools, a stolen gun, and weed.
You know, I was cruising in 98 today. I go to one of my parishes is St. Sylvester's in Gulf Breeze.
Right.
They're doing this smoking in the square thing. They were, I guess, testing out the grills. You could smell the food coming down 98.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing it this weekend. You might check that out. Or Saturday, I believe it is. Anyway, they good cooks over there. I got to tell.
Yeah.
All right. Dangerous moves to tell you about today. It's coming from South Korea as today the North blew up its own roads. Now, this isn't everything. They're blowing up everything that basically ties South Korea into the North Korean Peninsula. South Korea is like an island now. They're totally they've alienated them by the latest move, blowing up the roads.
A very abnormal act, says the South Korean government. North Korea symbolically blowing up a section of unused cross-border roads. It follows Kim Jong-un abandoning the goal of peaceful reunification and promising to make the two countries ever more detached. Kim Jong-un's sister, Kim Yo-jong, meanwhile, claiming she has clear proof the South is behind drone incursions over the northern capital Pyongyang. Accusations flying that South Korea's dropping propaganda leaflets deep across the border. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All righty, thank you very much, Jonathan. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got a new poll coming out. Polls are, how much they mean in a political cycle is up for debate, but It does have some pretty interesting numbers that our presidential candidates are going to want to keep track of with Florida having the pull that it does. You hear that? We're important, people. We got that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind.
You know, the Lovely Day song, if I do say myself, or if I do say so myself, was quite appropriately chosen.
Yeah, wasn't that song in the Pets movie?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
No, I think it was. I think it was in the, doggone it, senior moment here. It's a Pets movie.
I didn't see it, so I'm not sure. But I'll take your word for it. I mean, it's a good song. Sure, it was.
Take my word for it. The Pets movie. That's all I know. But there is a title to it.
Well, either way, it is, in fact, a lovely day here in Pensacola.
Where are my texters when I need them?
You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 425 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only, I repeat, only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, it's basically the same areas we had already been touching on. I-10, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, so on and so forth. Do have some issues on Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and Blue Angel Parkway, traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 75 degrees with a low of 53 tonight. Tomorrow, the high is only going to be 70. Sunny, clear skies, low of 49.
It's a Pet's Life.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
I knew it would come to me. Oh, boy.
In the middle of my update, I did see you have like an epiphany. Yeah, I'm like, whoa. Good for him.
Bing, bing, bing. The light went off. Okay, some are questioning if Vice President Kamala Harris made a big mistake that could cost her the election 3 weeks from today. Fox's Howie Kurtz has an analysis in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
There has been a heavy media focus on Pennsylvania, and for good reason. If Kamala Harris loses that state, Donald Trump is the 47th president of the United States. Now, in my view, she should have picked the popular governor, Josh Shapiro. Nothing against Tim Walz, but Shapiro would have brought in, as the home state guy, enough votes perhaps to tip the election in her favor. Look at these numbers. Real Clear Politics average. Trump leading Harris by 48.1% to 47.9%. A statistical tie. You look at Pennsylvania, 538. Harris averaging 47.9% to Trump's 47.1%. Another tie. This is why the state is so important, and she let the anti-Israel types really dictate her choice. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Howie. Also, I just want to bring this up because I hinted at this before break. And speaking of Kamala Harris, former President Trump leading Harris by 6 points in Florida, 49% to 43% in a new Mason-Dixon poll 3 weeks before Election Day. Pollster Brad Coker says it looks like winning Florida would be a Hail Mary for Harris. Also in Florida's U.S. Senate race, Republican incumbent Rick Scott leads Democrat Debbie McCarson Powell, by 7 points. Florida, I mean, you know, very big, very diverse state. But man, winning Florida would be tough.
Interesting day kind of shaping up for tomorrow. There are, of course, 3 Blue Angel practice sessions remaining in October. And tomorrow, the team returns home after doing their appearance out in San Francisco. They had Fleet Week, and they were the stars of that show. Wednesday is Autograph Day at the National Aviation Museum. Next week, it'll be Tuesday and Wednesday. That's the 22nd and 23rd. Another autograph session over at the museum. Just remember, Westgate on Blue Angel opens at 9:30. Blues wheels up at 10:30. Preferred seating is behind the museum, right there on a flight line. You don't, as Bob Uecker used to say, front row.
Yep, front row. Front and center. The Supreme Court will not hear Michael Avenatti's appeal of his case involving his former client Stormy Daniels. The disgraced lawyer was found guilty of aggravated identity theft after stealing $300 in proceeds from the porn star's book. The book, called Full Disclosure, includes details of her alleged affair with former President Trump, of course. And in another trial, Avenatti was sentenced to 14 years in prison for stealing millions of dollars from clients.
So do you think the NFL football game last night was a good one?
It objectively was so, yes.
All right. We've got some information to talk about upcoming NFL games.
Right.
And also we'll talk about some of the high school schedules this week.
Of course.
We'll look into SEC, UWF, FSU, and a whole plethora. We'll even give you the AP Top 25. I've got those pulled, too. So we have a lot of information to pass on to you.
This is one of the busiest months of sports.
You know, it is. You know why? Because think how many sports are in action right now.
Yeah.
You got the hockey, you got NBA.
NHL and NBA, just getting underway.
College football, I mean, the whole
thing. MLB postseason.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you got about five major sports hitting at one time.
We also have, and we'll touch on this, of course, when we come back. This will be the teaser phase of this sign-off here as our outro music kicks in. But we do know where the Super Bowl is headed, at least for one of the future Super Bowls coming up. Super Bowl 62, to be exact. We got details on that. And San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall returned to practice yesterday. Of course, a lot of Florida Gators fans know who he is, but remember, he's the one who took a bullet in a robbery attempt, I believe.
Yeah, I was actually in that city that we're going to tell you about in 1996.
Really?
When the Olympics was there, and we're going to tell you in just a minute.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Former President Trump campaigning in Battleground, Georgia this evening. He's taping a Fox News town hall and will hold a rally in Atlanta. Fox's Aisha Hosni.
Early voting, in-person voting began today in the Peach State. This is a toss-up, and so voter turnout, a strong turnout, is critically important.
Vice President Harris is in the swing state of Michigan today for an audio town hall in Detroit hosted by Charlemagne the God. The Biden administration warning Israel to do more to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza.
A joint letter from Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to Israeli counterparts gives a 30-day deadline for Israel to significantly increase the flow of food, medicine, and other aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza, risk losing U.S. military funding.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
In with your money now. On Wall Street, stocks finished today's session lower. The Dow dropped 324, the S&P 500 slid by 44, and the NASDAQ dropped 187. Shares in semiconductor equipment maker ASML fell more than 15% today after the Dutch company's results were released a day early. The move pulled other chip stocks lower, with NVIDIA, Advanced Micro Devices, and Broadcom falling at least 4%. Goldman Sachs topped estimates for third quarter profit and revenue on strong results from its stock trading and investment banking operations. The bank says profits surged 45% from a year earlier to $2.99 billion. Walgreens today reporting fiscal fourth quarter sales and adjusted profits that beat Wall Street expectations, but not all the news was good. The retail drugstore chain also says it plans to close roughly 1,200 stores over the next 3 years. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. I don't care what anyone in the New York Jets organization says. Aaron Rodgers clearly got Robert Saleh fired. The Jets then lost to the Bills to fall to 2-4 in the season, and today Aaron Rodgers traded for his best friend in Devontae Adams. This move, though, is the Jets putting lipstick on a pig, and gangrene, even after making this big splash, will continue to underachieve and be one stinky hot mess. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Long Hollow Tower issue that directly affects our station because our FM signal, 92.3, is on the top of that tower, and the city's going to take it down. But the good news is that they have promised to help relocate us and several other radio and TV stations that are affected by this decision to another facility that will take care of our needs. Also, Amendment 1 on whether we should have partisan school board races or not. You can listen to those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Man, that's a mellow vibe.
You know, I remember, it makes me think about that came out in about 1979, I believe.
Yes.
I was working as a disc jockey at B97 in New Orleans, and I used to live uptown, and I used to have to take the streetcar into, we were in the Poitras Plaza, which is a Hyatt Hotel next to the Superdome.
Right.
And I remember, because that song, you know, when you think about music and you put them in kind of a chronological order and time frame, that's what made me think about those long trips on that darn streetcar. And the green line runs uptown. The red line runs towards the lake. But you want to get on the red line because the red line has air conditioning. The green line does not. You don't want to get on that streetcar on a hot summer day.
Yeah, I'm going to warn you. I don't think that's even the last Michael Jackson song we have on bumper music today.
I mean,
this is going to essentially become like an honorary Michael Jackson-only station. All righty.
Will we break dance here in a few minutes? A couple of spinners on our
head. It's going to be a faster paced song for
sure.
I love it. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some backups on I-10, Gulf Breeze Parkway, so on and so forth. But right now, the spot that's sticking out to me the most is going to be Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And also, if you're traveling westbound on Highway 90 towards Glover Lane, get some backups there. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 54 tonight. Going to be partly cloudy tonight, maybe a bit of a breeze. And then tomorrow, my goodness, high of 69, low of 49, sunny, clear skies, beautiful Wednesday.
So you say the Jets-Bills game was respectable. Well, the Jets have a brand new coach, and Fox's Joe Morgan is here to explain.
After a tumultuous week, Jets fans were hoping a win in Week 6 would make everything better. Instead, the Jets have now lost three straight games after falling to the Bills 23-20 Monday night. It was a sloppy game that saw both teams have 11 accepted penalties, but Jets kicker Greg Zuerlein missed two field goals in the second half, as New York fell to 2-4. Jets interim coach Jeff Ulbrich dropped his first game less than a week after owner Woody Johnson announced that Robert Saleh would no longer serve as head coach. Buffalo snapped a two-game slide with the win and took control of the AFC East, improving to 4-2. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Wasn't that supposed to be an easy season for the Jets this year? I mean, the transition, Aaron was going to be healthy and things were looking good, and then the world crashed.
I think the whole Jets experiment is just proof that talent doesn't mean everything. The power to your name doesn't mean everything. And we could see the Jets learn that again with one of these trades that's happened. The New York Jets trading for wide receiver Devontae Adams. The Las Vegas Raiders are sending over Adams in exchange for a conditional third-round draft pick that could be bumped to a second-round selection. Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers played with Adams for the first 8 seasons of his career with the Green Bay Packers. And that's probably one of the main reasons that he's expected to come in, re-energize the offense, you know, rekindling that connection. But I mean, let's be real. That's probably, it may make for some pretty highlight reels, but the Jets, that's not going to make them any better as a team going forward in the AFC picture.
And so how many years has it been since they played together?
It hasn't been too long. It's been, you know, a few years, 'cause he went to the Raiders or whatever.
7 or 8 years, something like that.
Oh, well, that's how, well, they played together for a while, but they haven't been separated for overly long.
Did you ever see the commercial with the old, outstanding football players, Jerry Rice, Emmitt Smith? They're all sitting there on the sofa going, let's go out of retirement.
Right.
And then they get hit one time.
Dan Marino having to put on his glasses to look at the play call. Emmitt Smith falling asleep on the bench.
Just pass the Doritos.
I mean, that's the thing. You're rekindling that flame, I guess.
They're a little bit older now. They're not maybe as quick as they used to be. So time will tell, right?
Well, and that's the thing. The Jets are still, Devontae Adams is still a fine wide receiver. But Aaron Rodgers, he made a good play, good Hail Mary against the Bills. While the talent's there, age is going to become a factor. I will say another trade was Cleveland Browns trading wide receiver Amari Cooper and a 2025 sixth-round pick to the Buffalo Bills, oddly enough, for a 2025 third-round pick and a 2026 seventh-round pick. The Browns, 1-5 on the year.
You see, my man over here with the sports, he just knows his stuff.
I got it.
Ready to go. Okay. All right, big man. Let's talk some sports. Let's talk some high school sports. I want to pick your brain on these, of course. Thursday night, it is Pine Forest at Pace.
Yeah, Pace coming off that huge win over Tate. I just don't see Pine Forest winning that. Unless Pace is riding high, they're hungover. You know, I don't know if you should say that about high school football, but you know what I mean? Figuratively speaking, hungover after a win. So unless Pace sleeps on him, no, Pace should have it.
Yeah, hear that sports guy over there on News Radio, and he's talking about all the players being blasted and rocketed on the sidelines.
Goodness gracious.
Okay, Booker T. Washington. I'm just kidding. Booker T. Washington at Tate.
I got to take Tate. I think they bounce back.
Central had a week off. They had a bye week last week, and they are taking on Vernon.
Don't know anything about Vernon. I mean, Central's a decent team, so I'll take them.
Flip the coin.
Yeah, I don't know anything about Vernon, so give me Central.
Right. Escambia and Crestview. At Crestview.
Yeah, if Crestview, they beat Navarre. I gave them the odds against Navarre. They beat Navarre. I don't know if lightning strikes twice, though. Give me Escambia. They're good.
How many games has Navarre lost this year? Two?
Ooh, Navarre is I think Navarre's only a 1-win team.
Something like
I think they've only won one game. I think it was Milton.
Speaking of Navarre.
Oh, no, excuse me. They are two. I'm sorry to cut you off. They beat Milton and they beat Tate.
There you go.
Oddly enough.
I thought there was a two figure somewhere there. Okay, as we badmouth Navarre this afternoon, and we're not really.
We're joking.
Navarre at Gulf Breeze.
I do think Navarre is going to get win number three. Speaking of how many wins they got, I think they'll get win number three. Gulf Breeze really struggling. They're a 2-win team themselves, I believe. They had to come back to beat Milton, hold on to that game by 9. So give me the Raiders.
See, you turned that frown upside down and made it a smile for those Navarre folks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, nice job. Nice transition. Milton at West Florida.
Once again, Milton, they had a lead. They were given Gulf Breeze a scare, and they blew it. I can't think that they're going to beat West Florida.
This is, and you probably don't know much about Blunttown. Is that correct? Because I think
you are correct.
We were talking about this early in the week, and I remember we were talking. Well, we don't know much about that. The Blunttown. Right. Anyway, Northview is taking on Blunttown.
I'll take Northview because, once again, I think they're decent.
And here's another matchup that's going to be questionable. because my unfamiliarity with this other team. Pensacola take it on St. Michael Catholic, big Alabama team.
Yeah, a bigger Alabama school, that can be questionable. I'll take Pensacola, though, because I know, you know, that they are an accomplished team this year.
Okay, let's briefly touch bases with UWF this past week, and the Argos defeated Delta State. Now, next up for the Argos, that long road trip to Murfreesboro, North Carolina, taking on Shawan this Saturday.
Give me UWF. The Shawan went 0-10 last year. UWF took care of them. They're better now, and they're at home. UWF riding high, but I think the Argos will beat them.
All right, 12 noon kickoff Saturday on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and Will Kennedy will have that call for you.
And also just wanted to hit these last couple things before we went into traffic and weather. Of course, as I said, San Francisco 49ers rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall returned to practice yesterday. Big step towards rejoining the team after being shot on August 31st. The Niners now evaluating whether he will be removed from the injured reserve and be able to play in upcoming games, including the Super Bowl rematch with the Chiefs this weekend. And speaking of Super Bowls, it's headed back to Atlanta. The NFL announced today that Super Bowl 62 will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and this will be the first time Atlanta has hosted the big game since 2019.
I tell you, I was in Atlanta at WSB Radio with Kathy Fishman in the mornings, and they made the announcement for the 1996 Olympics to appear in Atlanta. Remember the big bomb? They had a bomb at the Olympic Village. Somebody set off a bomb.
My goodness.
It wasn't a big one, but it was a bomb.
Yeah.
That they set that off at the Olympic Village. And if you look closely, you see that Ferris wheel in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
That Ferris wheel used to be on Pensacola Beach.
Wow.
That
really?
Was our Ferris wheel. They stole our Ferris wheel. Would somebody get our Ferris wheel back?
Yeah. In other news, thieves. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Just past 445, looking at the roads here. Still got some issues on I-10, right where I-110 North merges with I-10 West. Also got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Hurlburt Field. Outside of that, you know, it's just a couple of the more usual areas, minor congestion here and there. As for the weather, still 75 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, beautiful Wednesday, high of 69, low of 49.
As I was getting ready to come into the studios today, I had an opportunity to sit down, watch Fox, and watch former President Trump. He sat down for an interview at the Economic Club of Chicago. Boy, he just rolled it out. You know, he was so succinct in terms of explaining his plan, his program, what he's done in the past, how he deals with leaders. The moderator of that economic forum, if you will, wasn't, I kind of read between, wasn't really that much of a Trump fan, but Donald did a masterful job at putting that guy right back in his place.
I had 4 years. It's better than that. And Biden, who has no idea where the hell he is, okay? Biden went 2 years with no inflation because he inherited from me. And then they started spending money like drunken sailors. They spent so much money. It was so ridiculous, the money they were spending.
That's just a sample. If they're archiving this interview on Fox, you know, you need to check it out. No. It was delightful. It was so good because it was right on target.
Yeah, no, political ideologies aside, I love his not hyperbole, but his emphasis. The way he'll, you know, it's crazy how much money they were selling or whatever it was he even said. All right, speaking of money though, Wall Street closing lower. Stocks fell with the Dow and S&P 500 slipping from record levels as investors weighed the latest corporate earnings. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 324 points to 42,740. The S&P 500 lost 44 points to 58,15. And the NASDAQ dropped 187 points to 18,315.
Okay, Hisashi Khan, I got it right, will debut at the 2024 Fufu Fest this year. The Japanese pop culture event is scheduled at the First United Methodist Church. The date's here Friday, Saturday. That's November 8th and 9th. Music, fashion, and cosplay artists will be on site. It's kind of like a prelude to Pensacon, kind of a miniature version, but there'll be the same type of genre and the same type of characters that we love at Pensacon will be at Hisashi-Con.
Mm. All righty, very
Excuse
well.
Excuse me.
and Walgreens.
My Japanese is not that great.
yeah. Well, I'm sure any Japanese speakers listening picked up
Hizashi.
On that. Walgreens says that it will close 1,200 stores by the year 2027. The drugstore chain announced a cost-cutting move today while reporting fourth-quarter results that will that beat Wall Street expectations. CEO Tim Wentworth said that the closures will give Walgreens a healthier store base and enable the company to respond to shifts in consumer behavior. Most of the cost cuts are aimed at the retail pharmacy segment, and Walgreens plans to close about 500 underperforming stores in fiscal 2025 alone.
Here's something guaranteed to put up a smile on your face as you maneuver your way home this afternoon. By the way, drive safe. Thanks for having us on. We appreciate it. Positive tropical information to give you today. We're keeping close tabs on Invest 94L. This is a disturbance located over the central tropical Atlantic. It is possible the system may become a tropical depression or a tropical storm near the end of this week. Now, with that out of the way, Invest 94L is not a threat to the Gulf of Mexico or any U.S. coastline. In fact, it appears that the Gulf of Mexico may now be closed for business in terms of tropical development as strong west and east wind shear has now settled into a pattern over the Gulf.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got blind people and supporters of blind people protesting in San Francisco. Oddly enough, we got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Ow.
4:53 here. James, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather in just a couple minutes. But for starters, wanted to touch on this, as it was the story I hinted at before break. Blind people and their supporters rallying in San Francisco against Uber and Lyft, claiming discrimination. The National Federation of the Blind behind the protest, highlighting ride denials and demanding better policies. The Federation says being denied rides goes against the rules of the rideshare companies as well as the laws of the state. They want Uber and Lyft to make sure their drivers follow the rules, make it easier for passengers to report when they're refused a ride, and provide better training for their drivers.
When you played that James Brown song back in the late 60s, James Brown used to have a Learjet. Okay, and he came into Pensacola one time, and I was at the airport, and he would sign his autographs, and he would always have the black and white glossies, and he would sign it, James Brown, stay in school. that's what his whole thing was. You know, he was really strong about getting the kids education to stay in school, things like that. So, yeah, I enjoyed the James Brown.
You're welcome.
Wow, I feel good.
All right, glad to hear it.
Okay, it's a story that Austin and I told you about. After the hurricane Milton made its way on shore, but leading up to that, and in fact, right during the storm, did you get a chance to see that poor dog that was tied up to a fence on the side of a freeway, 75 freeway, in Central Florida, in the midst of this storm?
Yeah,
it was a beyond animal cruelty. I mean, for somebody to do that to this poor dog. Anyway, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced they got that person in a press conference today.
We were preparing for the storm. There was obviously a lot of moving parts when this poor dog was left out there. We said that, you know, there would be justice for that, and we're going to nail you when we find out who did it. And that's exactly what they're doing here in Hillsborough County.
Yeah, okay. That's just miserable. I mean, because, you know, that's why people are very careful about how you treat dogs. And I love that there are a lot of people aware of that, and politically and legally we're aware of that. But it's upsetting that people will still treat a dog that way, as if it's like just some possession. I just leave it, you know.
You know, in the old days in Lynchburg, Virginia, the biggest thing that they could do, and they used to do this in the square there in Lynchburg, they would put people and embarrass them in the square, showing all the residents that they broke the law, they were a law. That's what they should do to this guy. No, I'm serious. They should use some old-fashioned type of exposure, negative exposure on this guy, saying this guy's the knucklehead.
Right.
This is the guy for animal cruelty. I'm go after this guy. Those kind of things just drive me crazy.
Yeah, no, it is. It's very upsetting. Just past 4:55 here. Hopefully I can deliver some better news with the roads and weather here. Just got some issues on I-10, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, so on and so forth. Outside of that, maybe some issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, but that's not too bad at this time. As for the weather, it's 75 degrees with a low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, man, I can't wait. High of 69, low of 49. Sunny, clear Wednesday, and man, if you get a breeze, might be a little bit chilly.
Boy, was I wrong about Beetlejuice. You remember I came back with my reviews of that?
Yes.
Beetlejuice, quite harsh.
Wasn't
so great. You know, I guess I'm the only one in America thought that way. It's doing quite well at the box office, but a highly anticipated comic book film has turned into a real box office flop. Michelle Pollino explains the situation.
The Joker sequel, Folie à Deux, was primed to be a box office beast. But instead, the film starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga bombed at the theaters. The offbeat musical, after 2 weeks, has grossed $51.5 million domestically and $165 million globally. This will cost Warner Brothers millions because Joker 2 costs $200 million to produce and roughly $100 million to market and distribute. At this rate, the film won't get anywhere close to the $450 million needed to break even in its theatrical run. The studio will look to recoup a little bit of the investment when the movie lands on home entertainment platforms October 29th. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Yeah, they're only down 800%. I mean, come on, just
yeah, yeah, just come on. You can stomach that. Speaking of money, hopefully these holiday sales won't set you back that much. They're slated to set a new record in 2024. The National Retail Federation announced that it could go up by as much as 3.5% from last year, reaching about $980 billion. This comes after inflation begins to cool. Last month's interest cuts, easing borrowing costs, could have also had an impact on the higher expected holiday spending.
So you're driving around and you're looking at those marquees, feeling pretty good about the gas prices. We were really thinking they were going to get hit in terms of these the prices a little bit harder because of the hurricane. Not the case. Let me run down some prices for you today and the way it looks. Average price per gallon of regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze. This is at the Valero station, $2.69. In Pace at Raceway, $2.64. The Raceway in Cantonment, $2.57. And Pensacola's Raceway on Davis Highway, $2.59. And Austin, don't forget tonight, Bands of the Beach.
Yes.
I saw the lady walk by with the rolls. Must be doing something.
Yes.
Featuring the band String Farm, that is Pensacola's bluegrass house band. Curtain will rise on the Casino Beach stage just a few minutes from right now.
Yeah, no.
A couple hours from now, 7 o'clock. Bring along the blankets, the beach chairs, leave the pets and the glass at home, and have a good time tonight.
Yeah, especially if the wind coming off the water, man, that should be phenomenal.
Yeah, you look at that. The moon, you got about 3/4 of a moon. Just crank the chair back, sit back, listen to some great bluegrass. Life doesn't get better.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.